Motor City. I said Detroit, Detroit. Well, this man is at his home away from home. It's this thing there, the acoustic guitar. This man has played enough time in Detroit that he is a chuck. He is an honorary citizen of the Motor City, wouldn't you say, ladies and gentlemen? I think this is right. We will not keep you waiting. He is divine, he is delicious, he is the wonderful Kim Simmons. Send him out!
Thank you. something very old. This is the title track from the Looking In album.
Thank you. upcoming record. We hope you enjoy.
Something new to something old. Yeah. Boogie, what are we going? so much. I mean, last play here, somebody wrote in and said, you're playing too much new stuff and stuff. So, I'm sorry to disappoint some people, but this is another new song. It's called She's Got the Heat. Something new to something old, just to please the girl that wrote in to me. And there's a story goes with this song, and I'm going to tell it.
Not the Walmart guitar.
Very confusing. I've got all these guitars, and I've got different picks to go with each guitar. It's odd. But If you're a guitarist, you probably understand. Another old song, and what am I going to say about this one? Wrote it with Chris Hulam, that sang with the band in the 60s. And I do have a new singer I brought into the band. He can't be here today. And some of the new songs I'm singing, he'll be singing. But at least you'll get to hear the new songs. It'll give you an idea what the prototype is. You know, when I write the songs, I sing them like this, and then I usually pass them along. That's what I'm going to do for the next album to Joe Whitey. But Chris was the singer at the time, and we wrote this song in the main. It's a pretty depressing song, but I didn't think it was that depressing. There's a thing called Train to Nowhere. Thank you. So I was 13 years old, and I saved up my paper round money, and I bought my first guitar. I sent away, I saw an advert in the back of my parents' crossword puzzle magazine book, and it was for a guitar. And right, it, tell you how long ago this was, it was right next to the Charles Atlas ad. And above, it said, make friends at school. So I mean, a bit, I've got the muscles now, but I could learn to play the guitar. So I sent away for the guitar. I didn't tell my parents or anything. It was a big move for me. And one day, to my surprise, I looked out of the window, pre-UPS, and the postman was walking down the street with this big box. And I sort of knew, yeah, this is for me. So I ran down the stairs, met the postman, took the huge box up to my bedroom, opened it. I was very excited. This was the new start to my life. I opened the box. One thing the manufacturers failed to tell me was the guitar came unassembled. This is the dark ages of guitar, 1961 or 62. Gets worse. It was an acoustic guitar. But they put the glue in the box. So I put the guitar together and I stayed in my bedroom for about 2 years practicing. The worst thing was, but hold on, as a downside, the worst thing was I didn't make any friends. The upside was I came out of the room after 2 years and guess what? I could play the guitar! I'm still a 13-year-old, as most of us probably are. And it comes out, that 13-year-old comes out at the oddest time. And I was in Walmart, I live in upstate New York, I was in Walmart, and in my hometown, and I was checking out at the checkout counter, and I look up at the shelves in front of me, and there was this plastic and cardboard box, and they had some guitars for sale. And I must have gone blind and something. It was on sale, $125. I bought the guitar. And of course, it's only human nature, but I will tell you the truth. I was sort of embarrassed in case she might recognize me. This kid was so soon buying this guitar. But I took it home in the kitchen and I was really excited. And there came a little book that told you how to play the guitar. I don't know how you could learn from it, it was in Chinese, but you know, it was. this is only a joke. Actually, it's a true story, but I'm elaborating. No, I'm not elaborating, they had the book. It was in English and Chinese. But they had a little guitar chord, they had an amp, it was very exciting. I called my friends up, I said, hey, I've got this great guitar, I'm young again, it's $125. I said, Kim, you were ripped off. I said, what do you mean? He said, Sam's Club was selling it for $80. Anyway, it's a true story, and this is the guitar. Songs I ever recorded with the band. Get your shoes on, baby, and your gown. Don't you know we're gonna shake them on down, shake it, baby.
you come on down. Okay, you can shake all night. What you got is out of sight. Shake it, baby. Shake them on down. Shake it, boy. Will you dress now, mama, short and tight? What you got is out of sight. Shake it, baby. Come on and shake them on down. To my head, shake it, baby. Shake them on down. Shake it, woman. I like the way you shake it, baby.
Showtime.